Well, thank you so much for talking to me about Peep Show.
Not at all.
Pleasure.
Can you kind of believe that you are here 12 years later, should I say, still playing the same characters?
Well, we've had 12 years to get used to the idea. But if you'd asked us, you know, in 2003, if we thought it was going to be, it was going to last this long, we'd have laughed. We'd have laughed like pirate kings at the very thought. So we remain grateful and delighted to be here, because it's been a lovely show to be so closely involved in.
Same for you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we wanted it to go on a long time. We definitely had never had any notions of doing two series and then stopping, unless that was the ruling from the channel. So, you know, I'm glad we've been allowed to do that, and we've made full use of, you know, a situation and characters that, you know, that there's an audience for and people like. So it's, you know, I'm very proud to have done it this long, and we were sad when we, you know, when we wrapped on the set, and we're sad when at the end of the shoot, and, you know, I'll miss it, but I'm very proud to have done it, and there's lots of episodes there, almost an American number of episodes now. 54 there will be.
Wow,
that's almost, I mean, what's The Simpsons got? Barely 450 more than that.
I think you've done two series of most American TV shows where you just give away half your life, don't you?
Yes, we've done it the equivalent of two series. If we were American, we'd have crossed the 54 episode line in 2004.
I'm glad you didn't do that, though. I think we all are. As audience members, it's characters that we're sad to be losing at the end of the series. So how on earth was it sort of playing them for the last time?
Well, the odd thing is, like David said, there were emotional bits, like the, you know, we did all of the stuff in the boys' flat in the sort of middle of the shoot, and when you walk off that set for the last time, that was quite tough. But there again, oddly, we're still sort of doing it because we're still recording the voiceovers for the series now. It's only just being edited, so we haven't quite finished playing Mark and Jeremy, but we know that is coming. And also, there again, you know, it's been 3 years since the last series, so we've had plenty of time to get used to the idea that other people sometimes pick up the phone, and we do get to eat. So it's a mixed thing, really. I think certainly the last time it's transmitted properly for the first time on TV, not that that's such a big deal as it used to be, but that will be odd. But then it, you know, it has this life on DVD and the internet and Netflix, and it, you know, it goes, everything goes round and round and round now, so the last transmission won't be the big deal that it used to be.
Will you still sort of hold a bit of a party for that last transmission, though?
I think we're going to hire a pub and get lots of friends to come and watch it on television, and then shush them when they start talking over the jokes.
And jokes, I was just hearing apparently about the read-through and just how everyone's just in hysterics. Is it the same on set? Are you sort of corpsing a lot, or...?
No, it has happened. There have been a few bits over the years where we've caught, but in general, by the time you're on set, A, you've been up since very early that morning, and B, you know the script pretty well. So I would say the process of actually filming something tends not to be that giggly, but quite a lot of sort of headachey, and have we got this bit right, and can we go again on that, and oh, hang on, I was holding that pen in my other hand, wasn't I? So yeah, the read-throughs were great fun, and you know, they did, the script seemed to jump off the page very well from very early on. But yeah, on set it's a bit serious and early morning-y, I'm afraid.
We've been talking about the fact that this lasted, you know, 9 series, and that's so rare in British comedy. So what do you think it is about The Peep Show, from your perspective, that's made it sort of last so long?
Well, we've had a lot of luck, really. I think in terms of what's good about, you know, if it's lasted long because it's good, as well as all the luck, and you know, we've had channel controllers who who didn't mind it, and they didn't swap jobs very often. It's about two people who think that everybody else is having a great time, and they're the only ones in this weird puddle in the side. And I think a lot of people feel like that. And Mark and Jeremy always kind of think that they're not where the action is, and that they're the only ones getting it wrong. And they're very sort of self-conscious. I think there's, you know, ours was a very self-conscious generation. Not that this isn't also enjoyed by 15-year-olds and people even older than me and David. But they're constantly watching them. themselves, and it's I think it rang a bell like that.
Yeah, it's, do you know, my boyfriend, he puts it up as the his favourite TV show, or comedy TV show, and I asked him why, and he said it's because that's how we all think. So, would you say that's true?
Maybe not, but
do you know what I mean? It's more real.
Yeah, I think when he said we, I don't think he probably wasn't just talking about men. I think you know, it's how a lot of people think. They just, it gets to voice that sort of, all that paranoia.
Mm. So what can we expect from the final series?
Oh, well, we can't talk about what happens in it because it will spoil it. Genuinely, it's, we can say a few of the people who have come back, and that Sue Banz is in it, and Johnson, and Sophie, and Dobby, and us. And it's, I think, you know, as good as any series we've made. I think it's the scripts are really funny, and as well as being the last series, it's each episode stands alone as a half-hour comedy. So as I've been saying a lot, if someone came to the show new and watched just the last episode, that would work as a half-hour comedy. We just tried to make the best series we could to go out on a high, and touch wood, it is that, thanks to Sam and Jesse largely.
Yeah. I said, I keep repeating it, last series, but there's been so many series which have ended and then ended up on the big screen. In the hypothetical world that this got turned into a film, what would your dream pitch for it be?
Mark
and Jeremy go on holiday to Mallorca with super hands and get into hijinks and escapades. I've no idea. It would be quite tough to watch it as a film in a cinema because what with the camera swinging around the way it does and mine and David's faces being 50 foot tall, who would actually really seriously want that? But if it was a film, yeah, definitely super hands has half built a hotel and it's trying. And he's trying to cook a meal in the kitchen, with a comedy sidekick.
Are you going to run with that, or do you have a different idea of your own?
No, I think that's perfect. Johnson sails in on his yacht, but is mistaken for a smuggler, and
and Dobby's being people trafficked. And Jeremy, is that quite dark? Mark and Jeremy have to rescue her with Superhands' help and Johnson's yacht.
Yeah.
Why isn't this getting made?
Well, I don't know. We only just come up with the pitch.
And I guess this is a show that also brought Olivia Colman to so many of our attention. And I just wondered, you worked with her before this as well. What do you think is so special about her?
She's it's very annoying. She can do literally everything. And she's one of the funniest actors I've ever met. She's also heartbreakingly brilliant in a gritty drama as well. And she can probably do all the boring stuff in between. I haven't seen her do much boring stuff. I think she should do more boring stuff. I saw her in an old Carol play. That was quite dull. But she was very good in it. She can do literally everything. She's a joy to work with. It's infuriating. Everyone loves her. The backlash starts now.
And we're still going to see you two together, right? Plenty?
No, that's certainly, we're not planning to stop working together at all. And, you know, we have various projects in the pipeline.
And that's all you can say about
all
that.
All I can say.
Well, thank you
it
very much.
It is plumbing. We're going to work as plumbers.